This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And, of course, we are sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our archives are always available on KJJR.com for anytime listening. Today's guest on Focus on the Flathead is Brooke Campbell, Vice President and Head of Marketing Committee from the Postpartum Resource Group. Do I have that all right, Brooke?
You do.
Well, this is your first time on the show, and I'm really happy that you're here because off the air, you told me a lot about postpartum symptoms, things that happen even with men. We're going to get into all that, but first we want to know about you a little bit. So tell us about yourself.
I am a Flathead native. I've lived in Whitefish. I graduated there in 2010. I am a single mom of an amazing little girl that is 6 years old. Her name is Marley. We enjoy the outdoors all the time. We are avid skiers, hikers, playing in the water, going on walks with our dogs, all the things.
Wow. So you're living in the right place for all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So, and you also have a full-time job.
I do.
And what is the full-time job? I mean, other than what you do with this committee.
I work for Bay Equity Home Loans. And then I am the Vice President, Marketing Director of Postpartum Resource Group. It's my feel-good job.
Do you have any days off? I'll take that as probably a no. So this is an interesting organization. It's a nonprofit organization. Can you start by telling us a little bit about it?
Postpartum Resource Group was established in 2016 by a group of women that just realized that they needed a place to come together and talk and have a community of other women experiencing hardships after having babies.
Yeah.
Since then, we have really grown and developed this incredible organization. It's ran by all women that just have a passion for helping other women and families.
Why didn't we have this years ago? I just asked you that off the air. If my mother had this, she might have been a whole different person.
Yeah, you know, postpartum has really kind of been something that's not been talked about. It's more you have a baby and focuses on baby, and mom and dad kind of are in the background. And it's very hard to, being a mom that had postpartum myself, it could be 18 months before you realize, oh my gosh, this isn't a normal thought process. Or, oh my gosh, you know, I am exhausted. And they talk about exhaustion, but they don't talk about, okay, well, I have this baby now and I have to take care of no matter what. And I feel like if I leave the room, my baby is not going to survive. If I leave my baby with someone else, my baby is not going to live. It's a hard subject that you kind of don't realize isn't a normal thought process.
Yeah.
Until you kind of learn more and more about postpartum and anxiety that comes with it, or the depression that comes with it. And a lot of times it's described as the baby blues, which is also a thing. However, it goes much deeper than the baby blues.
Yeah, I've heard that term before, but I've never really known what it was about. Of course, I'm a man, so you know, I probably went through this and don't even know it. You know, you said men experience postpartum depression as well.
They do, yep. Men are also affected by it. 1 in 5 women are affected with postpartum perinatal mood disorders, whether it's anxiety, depression, OCD, ominous thoughts. Men are also affected by this.
Okay, so you focus on the entire family. This isn't just the mom or the dad, it's the whole family.
It is, yeah. We do really focus on women. However, we want to support everyone that's involved. It takes a total community to take care of a baby and growing a human and
that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
Growing a human. Okay. So what are some of the things that you do? I mean, you have workshops, work groups, that kind of thing. We started talking about that a little bit as well. What are those like and what are they? What do you actually call them, first of all?
So we have two amazing services that we offer for our community. We have what's called The Circle. The Circle is our peer support group. It's a place for you to come and have no judgment, no advice, just a place where you can feel seen and heard and have community and have other women around you that are also experiencing similar situations. We have a Kalispell and Whitefish location and are currently working on a Columbia Falls location. And it's really cool this year. We're trying to get a men's support group up and going as well.
That's excellent. And do you know where these all are going to be located?
Our Kalispell location is at Calico Art Center on Main Street. Our Whitefish location is at Yogadana on 2nd Street East in Whitefish, I believe. And then our Columbia Falls location, we are still trying to confirm.
All right. Well, I'm sure people are going to look forward to that. And you've been listening to the voice of Brooke Campbell, Vice President and Head of Marketing for the Postpartum Resource Group. And we're going to come back and talk about some events you are planning and a way that you can give to this organization as well. And Brooke, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be back with part two of Focus on the Flathead in just a moment. Again, our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is Focus on the Flathead. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. Ross Drouser in part two of today's show with our special guest today, Brooke Campbell, Vice President and Head of Marketing from the Postpartum Resource Group. Brooke, welcome back.
Thank you.
We are learning a lot about you and your organization and all that it does, and learned a lot of things. One of them we talked about this past few minutes, the peer support groups that you guys are putting together. Some of them already in existence, some coming. One of them is a dad support group. What will happen for the fathers? A lot of people don't even realize they can experience these same types of mood swings, I guess you would call them, mood disorders, that
mood
kind
disorders,
of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not totally 100% positive of what this will look like. A man's world is different than a woman's world. I kind of picture it as some men sitting around at a brewery having a drink and just talking about what it's like to have a baby.
Whatever it takes to get them there, right?
Yep.
So that's coming in the future, some future things. But also, something I didn't know about you until today, you won a pageant.
I did.
And tell us about this pageant that you won first.
We have this year's our second annual pinup pageant. It's really awesome. It's got a total 40s, 50s, 60s vibe. It's a bunch of women getting on stage and being judged on their poise, authenticity, and their posing of what a pinup in during the World War II era really was, and representing the strength that women have. And our ability to, you know, pull everyone together.
Now, this sounds like a fun night. Does the crowd dress up, too?
Last year, a lot of people did. Yeah, it was so much fun. People had their kids dressed up, and all of our volunteers are dressed up. It's amazing.
So open to the whole family?
Yes.
Okay, so you're doing it again this year. Are you going to be in it again this year?
I am competing again this year, yes.
All right. So what do you have to do to get ready for this thing? I mean, do you guys where do you find this this clothing, by the way, from World War II?
Last year was very last minute for me to find my attire. This year, I am actually wearing a vintage swimsuit that was loaned to me. So I'm very excited to kind of switch it up this year. We had a lot of women dressed up in awesome, like, 50s housewife attire. Aww. Or Rosie the Riveter. It's pretty fun.
So, in other words, you're wearing one of those swimsuits from back in the day that, like, covers everything up.
Yep.
I've seen some of those in magazines. So things have really changed since back then. So this is a way to raise money, though, right?
Yep. It's one of our biggest fundraisers that we do each year. And we just want to raise more awareness towards our organization and what we are doing for the women and families in this valley.
Mm-hmm. And where will this be located?
It's at Diamond Bee Weddings, which is off of Danford Lane, right on Flathead River. It's a beautiful location.
And can you just tell us a little bit about the evening besides the pageant? Are there other things happening?
Yeah, we have some live entertainment from Levitation Nation. We've got live and silent auctions. We've got specialty cocktails, beers, wine, and some appetizers for everyone to enjoy.
I got to ask, what's Levitation Nation?
It's a local studio that does like silk entertainment and hoops, and they have pole classes.
Wow.
Pole fitness.
This is going to be fun. And so raising money, but you also raise money in other ways throughout the year.
We do. We have a 5K that we do every fall. This year, we're super excited. We get to do it live. Due to the pandemic, we haven't been able to do a live event for this.
Yeah.
So we're super excited to see that.
Do you know the date for that yet?
September 10th.
And where will that be relocated?
I haven't had it confirmed quite yet, but we're hoping to have our headquarters at Sunrift. So start there and be able to run that new trail that they have all done up for us, and then meet back at Sunrift for an after party.
Do you know that beer is the new running food, right? You heard about that?
I'll take it.
This is going to be great. So to recap, there's a lot of ways to give. If someone is hearing you right now, how can they give to your nonprofit organization?
Even just visiting our website, we do have a link where you can donate right off of our website, which is postpartumresourcegroup.org. We also have a Venmo account, so
all right.
That's a super easy way.
Here's one of the stats you should know about as you're listening to everything Brooke is talking about. 1 in 5 women experience some level of postpartum mood disorder, and there's help out there for you now.
There is, and we are super excited to help with that. We also have a really amazing program that has been up and running since fall. It's called The Network. It's our postpartum doula service.
Yeah.
We have these trained women that go into your home. They're available 24/7, and they're there to help you process a traumatic birth story or fold a load of laundry or hold your baby so you can take a shower or a nap, because you as a mom get so caught up in taking care of this human that you just brought into this world, or 18 months later, you've got this crazy toddler that you don't know how to take care of, and you just need someone to come sit with you or hold them or play with them while you go and take care of you and make sure that you're good.
It sounds invaluable to new mothers and families, and I want to thank you for coming by and talking about it. And you're welcome to come back anytime and check in with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're listening to Brooke Campbell. She's the Vice President and Head of Marketing from Postpartum Resource Group. We'll learn more about her in the future, I'm sure. Brooke, thanks for that. And by the way, good luck on your other job.
Thank you.
And we're sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grinch Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead.